hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion.
Car free in Southeast. Experience MLK Jr. Avenue in a very different way. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Kids miss school for lots of reasons. What brings them back? I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The provocations of North Korea have been a major focus of the discussions between President Biden and the President of South Korea. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports from Seoul.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said he and President Biden shared their grave concerns about the North. The two leaders agreed to expand joint military training here.
We are going to step up our exercises.
Asked if he would meet with Kim Jong-un, Mr. Biden said that would depend on whether the North Korean dictator was sincere and serious. The president meets tomorrow with U.S. troops at an airbase about 50 miles south of the DMZ. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Seoul.
Wow, what a weekend, weather-wise.
Sunday's numbers, 94 in Boston, our warmest temperature of the year, and almost record-setting for some places where we could see temperatures threaten all-time May highs. And then, of course, there's the snow to the west. Places like Colorado Springs and Denver, heavy snow on the way. The resorts still open in some places, and they're getting as much as another 2 feet of snow, believe it or not.
Mike Bettis at the Weather Channel. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer traveled to the town of Gaylord last night, site of a rare North Michigan tornado that killed at least one person and injured dozens more.
We are here. We are going to work closely. We are going to work together. We are going to recover.
Video shows extensive damage along the city's main street. Planning on filling up this weekend? Brace yourself. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper with more.
The demand for gas is what is keeping the per-gallon cost at the pump way above a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com thinks Americans are still anxious to travel, offering an extreme example of supply and demand.
You could have oil be $1 a barrel, and if there's only one refinery in the nation, you could theoretically have gasoline at $10 a gallon. And so right now we're kind of in the equation where there's not enough refining capacity to meet demand, and so prices have gone up.
The state with the highest prices is California, where drivers are paying an average of $5.81 per gallon, and often more than that. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The first flights of infant formula from Europe will arrive in Indiana aboard military aircraft this weekend. Altogether, about 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles of three formulas will arrive this week amid the formula shortage. For the first time ever, and with only a test dummy aboard, Boeing's astronaut capsule has pulled up and parked at the International Space Station.
Starliner is fully connected to the International Space Station docking port.
It is a huge achievement for the company after years of false starts. It also means NASA is finally closer to its long-term goal of having crew capsules from competing U.S. companies fly to the station. This is CBS News.
Small Business Month is here, and Dell Technologies can help you upgrade with PCs starting at $499. Call 877-ASK-DELL. Dell and Windows 11 Pro. Secure from the start.
6:03 on Saturday, May 21st. 77 degrees already, and we're going up to the mid-90s today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron, and the top local story we're following for you is that weather. You may want to post up at the pool or just stay inside with the AC today.
It's a month before summer even begins, but we're going to get a big dose of heat today, with temps in some areas hitting the mid-90s. Storm Team 4 meteorologist Doug Kammerer.
As a matter of fact, I'm predicting it to be the hottest day, hottest May day, in more than a decade.
While pools in the district won't be open Memorial Day, several spray parks across the city are opening early. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser activated the city's emergency heat plan. Cooling centers will be open with a free ride to get there. We're not the only ones feeling the heat. The unseasonable weather is actually extending all the way from Texas up to Massachusetts and Vermont. Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
And with the region ready to bake, it is good to know the signs of heat stroke.
You're in trouble. It's an emergency when you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion, and have an oral temperature greater than 103.
Get to the closest emergency room or dial 911.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says to avoid getting sick from the heat, seek shade, take breaks, stay hydrated, and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Also,
don't rely on your fan as your primary cooling device, because fans create an airflow and that gives you a false sense of comfort. They actually do not reduce your body temperatures.
Christy King, WTOP News.
Cars will not be allowed on one busy stretch of road today.
Instead of car traffic on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, you'll see foot traffic.
There'll be bands, there'll be music, there'll be fitness classes.
BC's Department of Transportation's Anna Chamberlain says everything to enjoy your street in a different way. The city is kicking off their Open Streets in Your Neighborhood initiative in Ward 8. About five blocks down MLK Jr. Avenue will be blocked off from Good Hope Road to Morris Road.
A lot of the businesses near and along the route will also be hosting activities.
To get there, the city recommends ditching your car and taking public transportation. Similar open streets are planned for all the other wards in the city, including a larger one on June 4th along 7th Street Northwest. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
You probably have heard the so-called People's Convoy of Truckers is back in our area, but it seems to have abandoned its plans to move into the heart of D.C. The truckers did circle the Beltway Wednesday afternoon and got stuck in rush hour traffic. And a plan discussed among the group's leadership to ambush the nation's capital never materialized. The Daily Beast reports the convoy is expected to leave the region within a week or so. It's been staging at the Hagerstown Speedway. A Baltimore County man is going to prison for stealing identities, COVID-related fraud, wire fraud, and more.
The scheme started in October 2018 and continued through November 2020. 40-year-old Idowu Raji was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for his role in tricking a business into wiring more than $33,000 to a fake account. They hacked a supervisor's account at that business, falsely told them payment instructions to another business had changed. Raji helped his co-conspirators move that money to another fake account and get access to it. The Justice Department also says in July 2020, Raji applied for a Paycheck Protection Program loan of more than $30,000 on behalf of a business, but did not use the money on employee salaries or other expenses as required by the loan. Liz Anderson, WTOP News.
And you can read more at WTOP.com. Some troubled students have gotten their schooling back on track thanks to one initiative.
The Truancy Prevention Program in Montgomery County links students who've been missing days, sometimes weeks of school at a time, with volunteer tutors. 12-year-old Jalen Parada, sixth grader at Mario Leuterman Middle School in Silver Spring, was one of the graduates of the program. Her least favorite subject in school?
English.
With the help of the tutors, she's been able to catch up and focus on her future. Does she like English now?
Yeah, I like it. Kind of more than I used to.
And she's enjoying being back in school. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up, advice for investors who are rattled by the recent market volatility. 607.
Hi, Melanie Funkhauser here, president of Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. This month only, factory order your new vehicle from Fair Oaks and save as much as $12,000 off MSRP. Enjoy Jeep Freedom Days in a new Grand Cherokee L Limited for just $439 a month. That's right, just $439 a month. Lower